Police brutality means police terrorism. Wait for it. The Department of Justice has a message. We will review the killing of Freddie Gray, Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, and now an unarmed couple in Cleveland, Ohio. End of message. How many times are we going to fall for that trick? And it is a trick, a maneuver, to pacify and domesticate the spontaneous outrage of the oppressed community, which finds itself every 28 hours under some kind of assault, either from the police, a vigilante, or a security guard. Since we know, the grassroots that is, that our oppressors, in order to pacify and domesticate the people, they need and use people that look like us. In the broad revolutionary movement, we call that neocolonialism. The people, the grassroots, the organic leaders from the oppressed community must reject them. The police in our community constitute an occupied army. They are there to control, contain, and keep in line poor people. The oppressed people, the prisons, the army, are specifically an instrument to keep oppressed people in line and to protect the interests of the reactionary capitalist class. We must oppose them. We must combat police terrorism by organizing our communities in such a way that we call for decentralization of the police. The bottom line here is that we should be policing our own community. Dare to struggle, dare to win. Power to the people. This is Chairman Shaka Zulu.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.